The state's dairy herd, in fact the national dairy herd, could be culled by up to 15% as farmers struggle with escalating grain prices. South Australian Dairy Association President John Hunt says it's simply a matter of business.
Look, grain's just shot up. The last lead we got was $440 a tonne, so that's gone up. Oh, gee, almost double. I think we were paying $260, $250 not so long ago. So it's certainly made a big impact on the feed budget and on the cash flow.
Can you make money at that price?
No. We believe that anything over $350 to $360, you're losing money. So we've just done it because we've had to feed our cows, but we're just re-looking at our budget now, going, you know, we're probably going to have to cull a bottom off our herd and make sure we can feed the ones we've got. So it's a bit of a pity, but it'll have an impact on milk flow. But we just got to do it.
And do you think you're unique, or do you think that dairy farmers across the southern states would be making those same considerations at the moment?
Oh, everybody would be at that price, I would imagine. You've got a few TMR farms that have probably got their own fodder from our paddocks and stuff like that. But most people now will be looking at there's no point farming for nothing. I mean, we're bloody near farming for nothing, 12 months ago, so this just makes it worse.
Given the rough trot that the dairy industry's had over the last couple of years, I would have thought that there wasn't a lot of fat to trim in terms of management at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, we got a better opening price this year, at around that sort of $5.75, so that gave a glimmer of hope. But just with the fodder prices doing what they're doing, it negates all of that. So, and then on top of that, like I say, people will be looking at culling early and just making those decisions to still stay in the game.
When you say culling early, do you mean at this point before grain prices are expected to increase even further?
Yes, and just as a management tool, even now, like I say, at $440, you're making no money on it. So, say most people look at turning over sort of 10 to 15% of their herd a year, if not a little bit more. Well, they might just have to look at doing that earlier and just relying on grass where you can. We're pretty fortunate in the southeast because we've got irrigation, but there's a lot of people up north that haven't, and that's having a real impact on them. So, it's a tricky business at the moment.
And when you say 10 to 15%, that's 10 to 15% of your herd that you might send off to the choppers.
Yeah. They just got to go. Go a little bit earlier and you might even have to do a bigger percentage in that just to make sure that you can feed the ones that you've got properly.
John, can you remember a time when the margins were this tight? On the grain particularly?
Oh, probably about 8-9 years ago, grain shot up to $450 a tonne. But I remember then the payout wasn't sort of too bad. You can compensate for it. I think that's what gets frustrating because we sort of can't pass on the price because at the moment there's still plenty of grain around. It's just the price that's gone through the roof. And obviously the drought's had a big impact on that because a lot of it's shot through New South Wales. And also this year's harvest is looking a bit unsecure because there's some people have been frosted and just haven't had the rain and, making some of it into hay instead of the F1 barley that we use and F1 grain. I think it's everything. So that sounds good, eh? It's just everything. Just sometimes I think we just need a bit of a break to go, hey, look, we need the ball to bounce our way a little bit.
We've just had the situation with this retailers increasing their price, they say, so that proceeds can return to drought-affected farmers. Of course, Agriculture Minister David Littleproud had quite a bit to say about this week and gave Coles in particular a big whack over the knuckles for the way that it was accounting that fund. Is there any way that the processors can help ease the pain or the retailers can help ease the pain?
Well, the retailers can certainly help ease the pain because it's in most contracts that they can pass on those costs. It's just the fact that they don't want to. The retailers at the moment, like they jump up and down and they think, right, we're doing a really good thing here by adding, you know, by giving 10 cents back to the farmers. With Coles, for instance, you have to apply for that 10 cents, so that pits farmer against farmer. Woolworths, they say they're going to pass that on to the processor, but as the ACCC has said, even around the dollar milk, that you're not guaranteed that that money's going to get passed on, you know, because the drought's affecting all parts of Australia at the moment. So I wouldn't trust the retailers with, you know, I wouldn't give them too much kudos at the moment, because everybody's saying thank you to them. Well, it's the consumer who's paying, not the retailer. The consumer's paying the 10 cents, not them.
Can I ask you about the Agriculture Minister's comments this week in relation to the retailers? Any kudos for him?
No, because he should have known that at the start, you know, because I think that was the big question when they started banding around this 10 cent levy. Our question was, how the hell are you going to do that? How are you going to make this work? And it's turned out that it's just going to be a dog's breakfast. The sentiment's there. The sentiment is there, like good on you. But you've got to remember that you know, the Coles and the Woolworths at their loss leader price, they're actually contributing to the problem. They're not contributing to the drought, but they're contributing to the profits. And like I say, like ACCC got a bit of a bad rap because they stated that the dollar a litre milk had nothing to do with the profits of farmers. But what they actually said was they weren't guaranteed that if the price went up to $1.30-$1.40, would the retailers pass it on, or would the processors pass it on, sorry. And the question has to be no. You know, so, you know, there's a lot of talk that goes on. A lot of grenades just get lobbed, and that's probably where with Minister Littleproud, we wish that he would have consulted more with industry and come up with a plan of how this would actually work before announcing it.
He didn't consult with SADA. I recall you telling us that before on the Country Hour. Do you know if he consulted with ADF?
No, he basically told them that's what's happening. You know, so. So, you know, right, this is a good idea, this is what we're going to do. And then ADF were consulted about how the fund was going to get distributed, and they pulled right away from it with their state's blessing, because it was just going to be not a win for farmers. When you have to apply, you know, so there was more bureaucracy around that. It just was going to turn into a mess, or it is a mess already. And like I say, how Woolworths are going to prove that they're actually passing that on to farmers. But I mean, you know, it really, what I can't get my head around is that the retailers say, what about the consumer, the poor consumer who can only afford a dollar a litre for a bit of milk, but they have no issue putting up petrol by 20 cents. You know, so the poor consumer getting to the supermarket, it costs them more. So if they're so happy that farmers should suck up the margin, why don't they? Why do they put fuel up? You know, just you know, if it's good for one, it's good for the other. So if they just got rid of that loss leader on milk, on all products, milk, cheese, the whole lot, that would be helping out the industry. But that's probably makes too much sense, Kath.
You're listening to The Country Hour. John Hunt is my guest, President of the South Australian Dairy Association. John, if we go back to where this conversation started at the grain price, people tend to think of this state's dairying region in the southeast as being largely drought unaffected at this point in time. There has been grass in the paddocks. The grain prices as a result of the drought across Australia more widely, what impact do you think that will have on the national herd? Do you think we could see 15% of or 10% of the national herd not replaced because of the grain price?
Definitely. If it's going to carry on, yeah, you've really got to look, you've really got to do your numbers. I mean, all the farmers that I talk to down here are looking at cutting back. You know, so, and I know up north, you know, above Adelaide there, they're having the same impact. Victoria, they're having the same impact. We wrote to processors just asking them what they thought about the milk flow, and yeah, that was just like crickets in the night. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they're going to come up with, because I mean, it's going to affect their bottom line as well, which, you know, they generally pass back on to us. So we just want to, you know, we need to be all involved in this conversation. We've looked for SADA, we've looked at, you know, bringing in imports, but because of our biosecurity rules, which is good, because they've got to be tight, it just makes it cost prohibitive at the moment, because you've got to heat it and pelletize it and do all sorts of things. So we're trying to come up with different types of food that we can bring in. But, yeah, it is not that simple.